had a great champion or a great semifinal game last night here between the homestanding Bristol Bay Angels and the New Haven Malamutes. Bristol Bay held a 35-26 lead with about 4 minutes to play. New Haven ran off the final 11 points of the game and took home a 37-35 win to advance to the championship game, where they'll meet the Dillingham Wolverines. That game will be at 6 p.m. this evening. And in the early matchup this morning, as we mentioned, the New Stew Eagles defeated Cockanock Warlords to claim fifth place. And later today in the third place game, Bristol Bay will take on Togiak, that at 3 p.m. To determine the third place trophy here at the 2010 Sockeye Classic. All right, both teams on the floor. Mandakotik inbounds the ball to number 12, Francine Tickiam, and the second quarter is underway. She gets it across to Vamry. Vamry lobs the ball over to Randa Moore. Randa Moore back to Tickiam, to Vamry Andrew. We got two Andrew sisters. There it goes to Clara. Clara gets it down to Fischler. Fischler back to Vamry, outside the three-point line, right wing. To Clara, left side to Tickiam, nice two-point jumper off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound wrestled for there. Courtney Wilson secures it, gets it to Danielle Carlson. Ahead to Shauna Wheeler, and it's knocked away from behind by a hustling Vamry Andrew. Out of bounds, and it'll be rookies basketball. Shauna Wheeler checking in, along with, well, it was just Shauna, and looks like Candace Mack checked in for the rookies during the timeout. Here's a lob pass into Courtney Wilson. She misses, gets the rebound. It's tied up, and the possession arrow is going to point to the rookies. Courtney missed a short end shot there, just didn't get enough of the glass, and that one rolled off the rim and out. The rookies are going to run the stack on the right side of the lane. The referee hands the ball to Shauna Jo Calver. She slaps it, lobs it. It's tipped. Courtney gets it back, puts it up, and it drops in. Nice job there by Courtney. A little shooter's touch around the basket. And the rookies hold a 10-point lead, 15-5, with 7:14 to go in the second quarter. Mandakotik bringing the ball up slowly once again. Tickiam dribbles, lobs right side to Vamry, back to Tickiam, left side to Randa Moore. Randa dribbles, throws it across to Vamry Andrew for a long three-pointer. Nice shot, or actually they're going to call that one a two. Her first 2 points of the game, and it's 15-7 rookies. That was a nice shot. All right, Shauna Jo Calver brings up, lobs it to Candace Mack, inside to Shauna Wheeler. Shauna's shot, no good. Courtney Wilson gets a rebound, puts it up, no good. Rebounded underneath by Fischler. She gets it to Vamry Andrew, who brings it up the right side. Rookies still missing quite a few close-in attempts, and if they can get that part of their game together, they're going to be tough. The ball goes to Tickiam, back to Andrew. To Tickiam, back to Andrew again for another long one. Off the back of the rim, no good, but Clara Andrew runs that one down in the left corner, gets it to Tickiam, sets up a three. No good, rebounded on the far side by Shauna Calver. She loses it, but runs it down near the baseline right in front of Coach Newton, brings it across the timeline. Stutter step. Goes around a screen by Candace Mack, gives it to Candace in the lane. Candace is shot up, rolls around, no good. Courtney Wilson with the rebound, looking to go up, passes out to Danielle Carlson. Her shot is no good off the rim, pulled down there by Fischler. Throws an errant pass, but it's grabbed nicely there at the foul line by Francine Tickiam. Both teams head down to the front court, and Tickiam walks slowly across the Angel logo, trailing the King Cove rookies 15-7, 5:44 to play. Here's a pass right wing for number 20, Vamry Andrew, and she hits another long two. 4 points in the game for her, and it's 15-9. The rookies are going to have to do a better job of moving their feet on this 2-3 zone defense and contest that open look. Shauna Calver now with the ball to Candace Mack. She fakes a pass, drives right side, puts the ball up off the glass, no good. Courtney Wilson grabs a rebound, go up court, puts it up, no good. The ball goes through Shauna Wheeler's hands. Now we have a near tie-up as Danielle Carlson goes to the floor, but she forced a traveling violation on number 12, Francine Tickiam, and the ball will be inbounded by the rookies under their basket. 5:19 to play, 15-9 rookies. Shauna Jo Calver slaps the ball, lobs it into Courtney Wilson. Courtney got away. Nope, they call the travel. She misses the short end attempt there. Take a breath, Court. Go at them next time. Again, the rookies getting a lot of good looks inside, and if they could convert 70 to 80% of those, they'd run away with this game. Tickiam walks the ball across the line, using most of the 10-second clock each possession. Guarded there by Danielle Carlson. Now Danielle drops back. Here's a pass on the left wing to Randa Moore. She throws an air ball three. Shauna Calver dribbling quickly down the floor. She's got Candace Mack. Nice bounce pass. Candace puts it up and in. Candace calling for the ball. She ran down the court, and Shauna hit her with a beautiful bounce pass. And Candace lays it in off the glass. Her first points of the game. five rookies now in the scoring column, and they lead 17-9, all fours on the time clock as Tickiam walks the ball up against the 2-3 zone, picks up her dribble, gets it to Randa Moore, back to Tickiam, dribbles left side, hands it to Moore outside a three-point arc. She fakes, drives, nice job splitting the defense, gets it to Vambry Andrew for the long shot, rolls around and out. The rebound taken there by Courtney Wilson. Courtney to Shauna Calver. Shauna Calver's got two rookies down here open, but her lob pass is intercepted by Vambry Andrew. Shauna Joe didn't see him in time. She had Candace Mack and Shauna Wheeler down under the rookie's basket. Andrew pulls it out, gives it to Randa Moore. The ball is lost, taken away there by Danielle Carlson. Danielle is going to be fouled there. One referee called a jump ball. The other called a reach-in foul. Let's see what we have. And we do have a foul on Manicotic Lynx, number 34. That's going to be the third foul on Randa Moore. As we mentioned earlier, the Lynx with only five players suited up. Candace inbounds the ball to Shauna Joe. Back to Candace. She drives in, puts it off the glass, no good. Courtney Wilson goes up. Her shot is no good. And the ball is out of bounds off of, should be off the Lynx, and it will be out of bounds underneath to the King Cove rookies. They have their four players out in a, running a box. Here's an inbounds pass from Shauna Joe to Danielle Carlson. Danielle's shot is up, rolls around, no good. The rebound is knocked out of bounds by Shauna Wheeler, and the Lynx will regain possession. Trailing the rookies 17-9, 3:50 to go in the first half. And Vambry Andrew bounces the ball into number 12, Francine Tickiam, the point guard for the Manicotic Lynx squad. And she walks it ever so slowly across the timeline. Picked up by Candace Mack. Now she goes around a screen, down the corner, launches a two-pointer off the rim, no good. Shauna Joe Calver with a nice rebound and gets the ball ahead to Danielle Carlson. Danielle puts it up on the run and lays it in. Again, a nice look by Shauna Joe and a nice finish by Danielle. Carlson now with four in the game for the rookies, and they move their lead once again to 10 points at 19-9. Manicotic dribbling the ball across the timeline. Tickiam gets it right wing to Fischler. Long pass cross court to Vambry Andrew. Oh, her shot was down and rolled out. Rebounded by the Lynx. Andrew with a second chance, but doesn't passes up the three-point attempt. Gets it to Randa Moore. Back to Tickiam. Back to Moore. Drives right lane. Goes in. Got away with maybe a little travel there, but she lays it up and in over Courtney Wilson. And that's 5 points in the game for Randa Moore. A 19-11 rookie, Shauna Joe Calver, contested there at half court. Gets the ball to Candace Mack, who passes into Danielle Carlson. She loses the ball. It's on the floor now. And we're going to have a possession arrow, as the tie-up is called. Possession arrow points to the Manicotic Lynx. And the team in purple and white will get the ball back with 2:33 to play in the first half. Rookies 19, Lynx 11. Raylene Kachutin checks in for Candace Mack. Courtney Wilson, Raylene, Danielle, Shauna Wheeler, and Shauna Joe Calver on the floor for the rookies. Right side to Moore, back to Tickiam. She splits the defense, loses the ball. Shauna Wheeler comes up with a steal. Raylene Kachutin trying to corral it. Nice pass. Oh, nice pass to Danielle Carlson, but it went right through Danielle's hands and out of bounds. Another rookie turnover, and the Lynx will get it once again with 2:14 to go, second quarter. The ball is inbounded by Vambry Andrew to Clara Andrew, and she launches it across the timeline to Francine Tickiam, who dribbles the ball slow enough to put you to sleep and gets it to Randa Moore. Cross-court pass to Vambry Andrew down the corner to Clara. Top to Tickiam, on the left to Vambry Andrew, and her shot is in and out. Nice-looking shot, but just couldn't get it to drop. And now the ball is on the floor. And after a couple of, what do we have? Shauna Calver finally came up with it, and she attempted to get an outlet pass. The ball was knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Tiarna Fischler, and the rookies will take possession at the far end. 1:40 to play as Raylene Kachutin dribbles the ball across the Angel logo. Starts to go right down the lane. She had it and hesitates, now goes right side, looks for Danielle Carlson. Danielle now goes in the lane. Nice drive. She goes up, and we're going to have a foul there, I believe, on number 20, Vambry Andrew. Looks like we'll get the call. Nice take there by Danielle. Aggressive move to the basket. And they're going to say that one was on the floor, so there'll be no shots, though. That's 16 fouls on Manicotic. The next one will put the rookies in the bonus. Shauna Calvers slaps the ball, lobs it into Courtney Wilson. Courtney with the move goes up, and she travels. Well, okay. Yep, that's the call. One referee called a partial block, but she did travel. Courtney had a good game yesterday, leading the rookies with 11 points, has 4 points today, but has looked really hesitant and unsure of herself around the basket, gotten away with a couple of traveling violations underneath and not hitting her shots like she was yesterday. All right, number 12, Tickiam has the ball, gets it on the wing. It's passed back quickly. She launches a long three off the board. No good. Rebounded by Danielle Carlson. Gets it off to Raylene Kachute, and Raylene drives down. Blocked from behind. Rebounded by Danielle Carlson. Danielle on the lane kicks it out to Shauna Calver with the 10-footer. Off the rim, no good. Tipped around. Raylene Kachute gets it back. Her shot is blocked cleanly there by Fischler. Two nice blocks by Fischler. Coach Connie Newton calling for a timeout. Doesn't get it. And as Raylene Kachute put the ball up from a terrible angle, she actually almost made the shot, but drew a foul on the play, and it's going to be, I think they said 3-0, and they did. That'll be the first foul on Clara Andrew, seventh foul now on the Lynx, and with 48 seconds to play, Raylene Kachutin goes to the line for two, and Raylene drops in the first one. She now leads all scorers with 8 points. Rookies lead 20-11. Raylene gets the ball back, dribbles, steps forward, and short on the second one. No good. Rebound, and it's Raylene steals the ball and gets it to Courtney. Courtney misses the shot. Shauna Wheeler misses. Courtney goes up, and she puts it back in. So they played a game of ping pong there on either side of the basket, and finally Courtney gets one to drop. Courtney now with 6 points in the game, and with 31 seconds to play, the Lynx bring the ball across half court, dribbled off her foot there by Tickiam, but she recovers and gets it in the front court to Randall Moore. The rookies have doubled up the Lynx, 22-11. Nice drive now by Tickiam. She takes it to the hole and puts it in. She went through about three rookie defenders there. Nice move by the point guard. Here's a long pass by Raylene down to Danielle Carlson, and her shot is, well, it looked like a clean block, to be honest with you, but they're going to call the second foul on Clara Andrew. And Danielle Carlson will go to the line for two. Looked like a clean block there by Andrew on a nice defensive play with 10 seconds to go here in the first half. The Lynx undermanned, but hanging around, 22-13, the King Cove lead, as Danielle's first foul shot is up and short. The rookies, as a team, not showing quite the energy they've had, but again, this is their ninth game in as many days, and that fatigue will take effect. Danielle's second one up, bounce around, no good, and the ball is out of bounds off of a Manicotic Lynx player, as Shauna Wheeler got away with an over-the-back there, and with 9 seconds left, the rookies will have the ball underneath, running the box offense. Shauna Jo Calver gets the ball, slaps. The rookies break. Courtney Wilson is open. She launches a shot. No good. Rebounded on the far side by Raylene Kachutin, and Raylene drops it in off the rim. Raylene with a real nice first half. 10 points here to finish the half as a length of the court shot falls far short and to the left for the Manicotic Lynx. And at the end of the first half, we have the King Cove rookies leading the Manicotic Lynx in this matchup for the fourth place title here at the Sockeye Classic by a score of 24-13. 24-13, that's correct. The second quarter, the Lynx tallied 8 points, 11 for the rookies. We'll give you a quick rundown of the scoring, and then we'll take about a 7 or 8 minute break, try to find a bottle of water here, and get back for the second half action. For the King Cove rookie, Shauna Jo Calver with 2, Raylene Kachutin leading all scorers with 10. Danielle Carlson with 4, Courtney Wilson with 6, and 2 points for Candace Mack to round out the rookies, scoring at 24 points. And for the Manicotic Lynx, Randall Moore with 5, Vamri Andrew with 4, and Francine Tickiam also with 4. So that's the story at halftime. King Cove rookies leading the Manicotic Lynx 24-13. And we'll send it back to Kels Hetherington in the studio and rejoin you in about 8 minutes for second half action. Kels?
Thanks, Rob. Sounds like an excellent game going on there in front of you, and we'll look forward to hearing the second half of the game. Right here in Sandpoint, you can still buy a pizza ticket for the pizza sale that's taking place tomorrow evening. You can purchase a ticket by going to the Cutter Loose Coffee Shop. And you can buy a ticket. Tickets are $30 for a cheese or a pepperoni pizza. All right, as Rob said, we'll take a couple-minute break here, play you some music, and then come back with more live coverage of basketball.
Hey, Gary! Here he comes! Disco Tex and the Sex on Lex! We'll be right back.
something.